This meeting of September 5th, 2019 is called to order. May I get a motion to approve the minutes of August 1st and August 14th?
So moved.
And a second? I hear a second. Are there any corrections or additions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item, communications for information. Ms. Hobson?
I just wanted to note that the follow-up items requested at the August 1st meeting were mailed out to the board members. They were also emailed on August 2nd. This packet included a copy of the class and comp update presented by Cheryl Beidelman and the request for appeal for Mr. Harrington. So I just wanted to make sure that you all received that.
Thank you. Actions on matters still pending, new business. We had before us a matter regarding police testing, and then the fire testing came up as well. The board, I would like to put I would like this to be moved to the next meeting because the board, I would like the entire board to discuss how we go about looking at these two items. Some of us said that study sessions may not be the most appropriate avenue, so I would like to put this on hold and have it at the next meeting in the same place and let the entire board speak to it. Actions on matters still, considerations of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report.
None this evening.
Human Resource Director report and request. It's so nice to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. You're probably not going to think that after my report because it's pretty lengthy. So good evening. I'm reporting this evening on two list abolishments, four list extensions, two waivers of competitive exam. Those are all in your packets. I'm also reporting on a change in status for the position of labor relations analyst and providing an update on our classic comp study. So first, just as a FYI, our labor relations analyst, there was an individual in the position for a long time, got a nice promotion at another organization in July, and the position had really originally been designated as classified, but the department felt that it really wasn't a classified position. So we did our normal review that we conduct when a position is vacant and determined that because it is professional personnel in the office of the city attorney, we should put it forward to have that status changed. So the change in status went to the city council and was approved on August 20th, 2019. The position is currently open and we're accepting applications. So if you know anybody who is a great labor relations analyst, we'd love you to send them our way.
I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So it's been moved to a professional position.
Non-classified position.
Non-classified position and into the legal department?
So labor relations resides within our legal department. It's okay. Not in human resources. So it was at one point, but it transitioned.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to mail out the job description to me and other board members? Because I would like to see it. And I may, in fact, know somebody who would be interested in that.
Excellent.
But you may not like them. Okay, go ahead.
Well, then I can filter it out, right? Okay. So regarding the class and comp study, I know you received an update last time. And you'll receive the most, you'll see the most recent communication we sent out to all employees in your folders. All of the occupational panels are complete, and the consultant is now analyzing all the gazillion position description questionnaires one by one to look at the duties and see if they're in the appropriate classification. Also, they're in the process of analyzing the classification structure in general. So it's kind of a behind-the-scenes process at this point, so we're not having a lot of information come back out yet. I wanted to follow up on the questions I read in the minutes from the last meeting as well. Board Member Hansen had asked if the consultant had been looking at whether the position should be moved to the classified, whether positions should be moved to the classified category. And what I understand is the city will be reviewing and making recommendations regarding the classification category of the unclassified positions that come up as questionable as part of the study. So just to recap, the positions that are being reviewed by now are none of the classified positions. It's all of the unclassified folks. So that will be taken a look at as well. So, and then, Board.
I'm going to ask you to do something else because it was Eric's question.
Sure.
Will you make sure you send him an email letting him know?
You bet.
Thank you.
And I will do the same with the next two questions, which were Board Member Heller's. But I think you probably are interested to know as well. Board Member Heller asked about having access to the class and comp website. We are talking to our IT department to see if that's possible because it's currently stored on our intranet page. And so hopefully by the next meeting, I'll be able to provide you an update on that. It's a little more complicated than, Board Member Heller also asked about whether this was a total compensation study or more limited. Not knowing specifically what she was after, my best thought is to provide you all with a copy of the request for proposals that went out that kind of outlines the whole thing. Would you like that as well? Okay. Okay. So now to the regular stuff. Do you have any questions so far?
Oh, thank you.
And I'll speed through these so because you've seen them all in your packets, so just stop me if you have a question about one of them.
I have a question on the very first one.
Okay.
Figures. The number of City of Tacoma residents is 14. It says the number of city residents, 3, as if the number of people hired from the list was 3 and there were city residents, but then at the bottom again it has the number of residents 14. So I'm not good at math, but I know that 14 minus 3 does not make 14.
Apparently you're better than I am. I did catch that when I was putting this report together. It was a typo. So yes, we did hire 3 City of Tacoma residents, making it 11.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
That's a nice mistake.
So basically we, for the human resources analyst position, we did a one-month extension. As you probably have heard, Rodney Crossan has been promoted to human resources manager in the library. So we had an immediate opening for a human resources analyst. So yay for Rodney, but we'll miss him here. This was an open list. There were 36 people on the original list, 14 of which were City of Tacoma residents. We hired 3 people. They were all City of Tacoma residents. There are currently 33 people on the list, 11 of which are City of Tacoma residents. We have actually filled this position, and I have the pleasure of introducing the person who filled the position later in our waivers for competitive exam. We also approved a list extension for the position of construction inspector. It was a 6-month extension. It was an open list. 15 people were on the original list, 5 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There were 2 people hired from the list, 1 of which was a City of Tacoma resident. 13 people are currently on the list, 4 of which are City of Tacoma residents. This list is used to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades, and we anticipate filling 1 vacancy within the 6-month extension. We also approved a list extension for the position of water control station operator. This is a 1-year extension. It's a city promotional list, so for internal people. 9 are on the list, 6 of which are City of Tacoma residents. And we use this list also to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades and anticipate at least 1 within the year. We also approved a list extension for the position of utilities field investigator. It's a 45-day extension, departmental promotional list. Nine people were originally on the list. Five were city of Tacoma residents. We've done six temporary upgrades from the list, and four of those folks were city of Tacoma residents. There are three people on the list remaining, one of which is a city of Tacoma resident. This list is also used for temporary upgrades, and the department is in the process of establishing a new list. We just didn't want there to be a gap. Finally, we approved a list abolishment for TVE custodian. This one was an open list. It was a complicated recruitment. There were 10 people on the original list, six of which were City of Tacoma residents. This position's kind of special because we were particularly seeking female custodians due to the different facilities that have to be managed. All of the women on the list were vetted and none were selected or declined our offer. We approved a list abolishment for tax and license field auditor. Also an open list, 13 people were on the original list, five were City of Tacoma residents. No one was hired from the list. They just didn't find anybody on the entire list that met the qualifications or business needs. So the list was exhausted, so they'll reopen that and create a new list. Any questions on that part? Okay. So next I will invite Teresa Dent, who we don't see very often, but she is our human resources analyst, forward to present a waiver of competitive exam for Celia Gray. Cecilia Gray.
I have sort of a loud voice, so I'll try to keep that at a minimum. Okay. Chair Summers, members of the board, my name is Teresa Dent from the Human Resources Department. With me this evening is Tim Allen, our retirement director. We are here this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination for Cecilia Gray under the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24570 for the position of retirement specialist. There is currently no established list, and the position was recently classified from office assistant to the retirement specialist to fit the growing business needs of the department. Cecilia Gray, known as Cece, has worked in the retirement office since 2009 as an office assistant. She's been a very reliable and a trustworthy city employee. Her duties have been expanding as the retirement office business needs have expanded, and she has been successful in filling in. Cece always steps up to volunteer and learn new duties. She is an excellent team player, which is crucial to the ever-growing business need of the department. She interacts professionally with all customers, and she has a personable approach. She represents the city well by her professionalism and her consistent commitment to excellence. We also have union endorsement, and I respectfully request your approval of this waiver. At this time, I would like to introduce Tim Allen, the retirement director, for any additional questions that you might have.
Mr. Allen.
Good evening. As was mentioned, my name is Tim Allen. I'm the retirement director and chief investment officer for the Tacoma Employees Retirement System, otherwise known as TERS. I appreciate your consideration of this waiver request for Cece. I can either tell you a little bit more about the business needs or about Cece, or would be happy to answer questions, whatever you'd prefer.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive exam for Cecilia Gray, retirement specialist.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is Cecilia here?
She is. We brought her.
I would love to meet her. If you wouldn't mind coming up and saying a few words. And thank you for the presentation.
They don't mind. Is this mine?
Yes.
I just want to thank Tim Allen's and Catherine Marks' support for the work that I do. I do love my job. And I see a lot of people in the course of a week, a day, a month, a year. And I am on the front line. I'm the first person they see when they walk in the door. So I end up giving a lot of information and help people make that big decision to retire. So it's been my pleasure to be working in this department for almost 10 years.
Well, I thank you for your work. And from what I've read, it is a unique position, and I'm glad that you're there to fill it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Probably turn my mic on. Next, I'll invite our newest HR analyst, Alyssa Noland. She replaced Rodney, big shoes to fill. She is going to present our request for waiver of competitive exam for wire electrician Jay Searley.
Oh, good, because I thought that somehow that was missed, so thank you. Please.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. I'm here with Cheryl Brown from the Training and Apprenticeship Department from Tacoma Power. And this is a request for an approval of a waiver of competitive examination for Mr. Jay Searley for an appointment into the wire electrician classification. Mr. Searley successfully completed the wire apprenticeship program. As you may know, the apprenticeship and training programs are jointly sponsored between Transmission and Distribution and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 483. The success of the program relies heavily on the collaboration and dedication of our own employees acting as instructors and mentors to the apprentices during their time in these programs. The apprenticeship programs are approximately 7,000 hours of on-the-job training, over 400 classroom hours done on their own time after hours for about 3.5 years. Their time and commitment to the trade is commendable, and we are pleased to be presenting this request to you at this time. Mr. Searley is a current Tacoma Power employee, and he has met all the necessary requirements to complete their apprenticeship with the effective date of July 17, 2019. Mr. Searley competed in an open competitive examination in order to be selected for entry into the apprenticeship and training program. Our open competitive process leverages outreach work we do year-round in the city of Tacoma and Tacoma Power Service Area, as well as partnerships with Joint Base Lewis-McChord and Naval Base Kitsap. Our wire apprenticeship averages 261 applicants per year. Candidates participate in a written exam in order to be placed on the eligible list. Successful candidates are invited to a practical exam and oral interviews. We are requesting an approval for a waiver of competitive examination. Mr. Searley has demonstrated his dedication to the city of Tacoma, and he will be an asset for Tacoma Power and our citizens. Thank you for your time.
Would you like to add anything?
Good evening. I can answer any questions that you may have. I will add Jay did complete the program, the 3.5 year program, with an average of 90% for his overall finals, step exams, and classroom scores.
His first name is Jay then?
It's John, and then he goes by Jay Searley.
There was no first name in the report, so it's nice to have one.
Thank you. Well, yes, that is his name. Sorry about that.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive exam for Jay Searley, wire electrician.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you for the presentation. I don't see a John Searley in the audience. So
no,
thank him and congratulate him for us.
Okay. We will. I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Tell him we're going to hold it up until he comes and talks.
All right. Is there anything further from the Human Resource Director?
That concludes my report.
Okay. Comments by the public? Comments by the board? Hearing none, all of those in favor? We are adjourned. We are out of here. Thank you.
Steve raised his hand.
Yeah.
Just a little too late.
Just the same thing as that
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.